I'm particularly fond of, this 100-year courthouse celebration tomorrow. So,
it's exciting.
A lot of great events for people to get out to and celebrate.
Now, I think the courthouse, you're going to have, like, I think I heard free ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Free,
I mean,
food. You're going to have some, it's going to be a place to bring the kids. It's not going to cost you much. And you get to learn a lot of history and observe a lot of
progress. It's completely free for people to come from throughout the county. Bring your family. We'll have live music. Rascal Martinez will be out there. Kim Baxter will be out there.
Great.
A couple of Lincoln County's finest.
Exactly. Good local bands. So.
Yes.
We'll have free ice cream, free hamburgers and brats, a lot of kids' games, face painting, balloon animals. We'll have bounce houses. So a lot of great things for the youngsters to be able to do. We'll have a hot air balloon out there for them to look at. We'll do a time capsule, unveiling our updated county seal, cake cutting ceremony. I mean, there's just so much. We're going to have courthouse tours, photography, historical timeline in to kind of bring in some of that really cool history that the building does have, that our county does have from that time period.
You're going to present that? How's that going to work?
As far as the
historical timeline.
So the historical timeline, it's going to be huge photographic images up and down the courthouse hallway. That way people can kind of enjoy the AC a little bit. Even though the weather's going to be great, it'd still be good to get inside.
And get out of the sun.
Take a look at that classic building, too.
Exactly.
Yes. And so. I'm a visual learner, too. I don't know about you, George. Yeah. I'm a visual learner. I'm a visual guy. So this is going to be some good visual representation of the county's history.
What are you doing in radio, then? I'm just asking.
It's a challenge. Let me tell you that. It's a challenge some days.
Well, I think everybody's a little bit visual, and that sounds great. I love to look at pictures.
Yeah, me too.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, so it'll be a fun time. You know, we're closing off a couple streets, so parking may be a little bit limited. And so to accommodate that, we're going to have shuttles being able to bring people from a couple different locations. The federal building parking lot at 300 East 3rd Street. A lot of room there, so we'll have a shuttle there bringing people back and forth, as well as the First Evangelical Church at 5th and Sycamore. People can park over there and get a shuttle to the courthouse. So
that sounds great.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Lincoln County Courthouse 100-year celebration tomorrow. It's a part of the Nebraska Land Days festivities as well, and a part of that fun celebration that's well underway here into week number 2. A lot of great events going on here, Chris, that, like we said, can't stress enough. These are free to the public.
Yeah, free to the public. You know, well put on. There's been a lot of time and energy and planning put into events like what we're throwing on. Really, all the events, you can't say enough about what the Nebraska Land Days Board of Directors does.
Oh, no.
To put on a great, fun show and celebration.
10 days of it. It's quite an organizational nightmare, and they just sort through it, and it runs generally smooth as it can be, smooth as silk.
You'd never know if there was a problem.
So yeah.
They do a fantastic job.
They encounter hiccups and road bumps, but we never know about it.
Exactly.
The economic impact this has for our community, too, is just outstanding.
It's amazing. I mean, you talk about this is a statewide celebration, and people coming in from all over the state, all our surrounding states, the region, even nationally. I mean, I've met several people at the different events that have come here from as far as California. And what a better way to showcase who we are as Nebraskans and our history than here in Nebraska Land Days. So huge bump to our local economy. It's fantastic.
And the celebration at the Lincoln County Courthouse goes from 3 to 7 tomorrow, right?
3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
That's what you were going to ask, George.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yep.
Great minds.
Great minds think alike.
So 3 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, and all kinds of free stuff, and bring the kids down and learn some history. And hey, you had a celebration yesterday at the county commissioners meeting too, relation to that, and there were some kids who got awards and stuff. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, so we had a lot of really good, interesting things on the agenda, but this was the highlight of the meeting, in my opinion. A lot of what we do is pretty mundane, but anytime we can get people in there from the community and recognize them, it's a fun time.
It's kind of heartwarming,
yeah. Yeah, so we did, we recognized contestants that entered into a coloring contest that we partnered with the North Platte Telegraph on, just basically coloring the courthouse, and that was in their daily paper, but... Uh-huh. We had five recipients of certificates, $100 bill each provided by the Telegraph, and we showcased their artwork in our meeting. So we had Kinsley Hansen, who's a little four-year-old, just amazing artist.
A talented four-year-old.
Talented four-year-old. She was recognized. Molly Jorgensen, she's 14. She had, again, talent on display. I can't do what these contestants did. We had Bonnie Erickson, 95-year-old, young at heart. Individual there that was recognized. And
Commissioner Weems was so nice. I think it was Commissioner Weems pointing out that Commissioner Hookley for once was not the oldest person in the room.
You know, we like to rib each other just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit, huh? So, poor Joe.
Yeah. And then we had a Brinley Tillman. She's 12 years old, and a Josley Reimer, who's 6. And so they were just amazing talent. Able to recognize them. That was, again, the highlight of the meeting yesterday. And people can go and watch that. Now that, you know, we're live streamed, they can go back and watch that meeting.
Yeah, it's on the Lincoln County, Nebraska YouTube, right?
Lincoln County, Nebraska YouTube page. You can go to our county website, click on our meeting/agenda tab, and if you click on the actual agenda or the meeting minutes, it'll have a link there to take you right to that recording. So,
and those will be archived after every meeting, too, for quite a while. So if folks want to go back and watch them down the road, they can certainly do so as well, Commissioner.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is, I mean, one of these accountability and transparency things that I've been pushing hard for really since I've been on the board. And we finally have it up and going, and I'm really excited about it. So people
can
tune in. And
thanks for pushing for it. And I know it took quite a while. It always does to make a bunch of technological changes, and basically the whole room's been revamped.
Yep.
And it looks pretty sharp in there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the transmission quality yesterday was great.
Good.
And I was well pleased. I didn't see it in an archival format last night as of the end of my day yesterday, but
yeah, so it takes about 12 hours for that to populate in an archive format.
Okay.
So
that's good to know.
Just for people out there, if you miss part of the meeting, you got to wait just a little bit.
It's there this morning, though.
It's there now.
So, Commissioner Bruns, recapping yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting, it was a very routine agenda, but there were some big items on it, including the long process of appointing a couple individuals to our Veterans Service Committee.
Yeah, so we finally have that committee filled out. We appointed a Joseph Wazorek. His term will expire in 2027, as well as a Jeffrey Florum. He's filling the remainder of a term that's kind of actually in progress. We have staggered terms on that committee.
Okay.
So his term will end in 2023, and he'll go through another appointment process at that point.
And I believe both these individuals are natives of our county.
Yep, so. Natives of our county. They're both veterans. They've served in Afghanistan, very active in the veteran community. We had a list of 8 applicants to select from, and I would have been happy with any of those applicants serving on that committee. It was a very hard choice, but I'm glad that the committee's filled out. It's going to be a very active, vibrant committee committed to serving the veteran community of Lincoln County. And they will now begin the process of interviewing the applicants for the veteran service officer. And once that's done, and we're able to bring those finalists before us and select a candidate for that position, that'll be, a many months long ordeal that we're finally getting a bow put on top of, so to speak, and make sure that, again, the veterans of Lincoln County are taken care of. So.
And this committee will serve as a recommending body in this role to the commissioners then?
A recommending body to the commissioners, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
I think that isn't the plan to narrow the field and then make some 3 or 4 recommendations or something?
Yeah, I think what I've asked is that they narrow the field of 12 applicants down to probably 3.
Okay.
And we'll bring those 3 in for a final interview and select from those.
So there's a lot of interest in the position, and you got new board members and a lot of interest in serving on the board too. So it sounds like all sounds like progress for the Veterans Service Committee here in Veterans Services here in Lincoln County. You also had some other issues on the agenda that were a little bit interesting. If you don't mind, jump into the one about the Planning Commission and how conditional use permits work.
Yeah,
Lincoln County Planning Commission.
Again,
yeah,
kind
county.
Going back to kind of the accountability and transparency measures that I've been pushing. This is one of those items that, that was finally able to get on our agenda. And it really kind of, it's been a couple different things that have kind of percolated over the past couple years that I've been paying attention to. If you take a look at the golf course, the Dormy Network is building north of Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
That went through a conditional use process mm-hmm. that it really kind of highlighted to me the fact that there was no elected official that had any say in that development. And that's a good development for Lincoln County.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you look at what transpired through the pandemic and some of the things that health decisions that were made that affected mm-hmm. our community. And again, not going to get into the debate on that right now, but the fact that there was no elected body that was directly responsible and accountable to the voters. In my
locally.
Opinion, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. And we need to make sure that we're the ones that are held accountable, that the citizens of Lincoln County have somebody that they can go to directly through the ballot or, you know, just approaching and talking to
an elected official.
Them. Exactly,
yeah.
An elected official. So
right.
We brought those powers back to the county board that were delegated down years and years ago, well before my time, and brought them back before us. So we'll have our elected body really having the final say in subject matter like that.
Well, those
so.
Are steps towards transparency.
Exactly.
And thank you for pushing for them. And they're also strengthen local government.
Absolutely.
So decisions aren't made by some even elected officials down in Lincoln, for instance, or something. It's made locally here, and there's somebody to talk to that's in a decision-making position for local residents, and I can't think of much more anything that's much more important than local government.
I would absolutely agree with that. And it's no fault of the members of our planning commission. I mean, we have 11 members on that commission that really are diverse. They represent all aspects of Lincoln County from all the villages and parts uh-huh. here in North Platte. They do a fantastic job, and it's nothing against them. I feel that for accountability and transparency.
They are appointed.
They are appointed.
But there's 11 of them or something. Like
yep.
you said, it's broad representation.
Exactly.
And they work hard.
They do work hard. And I'm very thankful for the work that they do.
Tristan knows about working hard on a planning commission.
Yeah.
The agendas get pretty thick sometimes.
They
there's
can.
A lot of
they
materials
can.
To review.
Even more so with the county when you expand outside of city limits as much as the county does.
Right.
So.
Yep. So there's a lot of things to review, and it takes some time to work through the meetings sometimes. So it's a effort in that way, and they'll still be involved in this conditional use process, right?
Yeah, and we'll lean very heavily on the recommendations that they make, but again,
they'll still do the initial review
and serve as a recommending body in this process.
They'll serve as a recommending body, like they do in all other things other than those conditional.
So it'd be a public hearing on both levels, is that right?
Correct.
For the Planning Commission plus the commissioners.
Yep. And I think that, you know, it does add one more little step in that process, but we truly are making sure, you know, if you have, hypothetically, a large windmill operation that comes into the county, that's
mm-hmm.
that's something that needs a lot of consideration. Right. It should
Absolutely.
Have layers of checks and balances in it to make
Couple
sure that
public
it's
hearings along
so,
with it wouldn't hurt either.
But that's a conditional use, and that's something that I think, you know, that's...
Yeah.
appropriate for our county board to be reviewing. So
yeah, I was trying to kind of define conditional uses last night when I was writing that article, or yesterday afternoon, and so a conditional use is usually granted in a area that's compatible. So say an agricultural district, there'd be like a livestock feeding operation or a windmill, a wind generating field. Those are considered compatible.
Compatible uses of the land and yes,
but they still have to get
zoning.
A permit, and then the local agents, the planning commission, or the commissioners in this case, can put conditions on that and say,
Correct.
Hey, you've got to do this and this and this if you're going to build out there.
Correct. Right? So if you look at the golf course that's going in north of Maxwell, one of the conditions that was put on is coming to an agreement with the county for the paving, the paving of the final mm-hmm. stretch of North Maxwell Road into mm-hmm. their development and making sure that was a good partnership. So that was one example of conditions
condition.
That can be put on.
Yeah.
Commissioner Bruns, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
You know, no. I think we covered a lot. I'm excited about the live streaming being up. I encourage people to go and take a look at that, you know, on a weekly basis. You can watch it at your leisure, but just, you know, get a glimpse of the work that we're doing for everybody out there. So I think that's important. I look forward to seeing everybody out there at the 100-year celebration tomorrow. 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's going to be a great time. Bring the family. We'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You can meet your five Lincoln County commissioners then, but if folks can't make it or don't want to discuss anything too official at the big celebration tomorrow, Commissioner Bruns, how can they contact you and your colleagues on the county commission?
Absolutely. So my cell phone number is the best way to reach me. That number is 308-660-6049. You can reach any of us via email, and you can find our email address by going to our county website, clicking on the county commissioner tab. And on our names, that's a hyperlink that'll take you right to an email that you can send us an email.
Commissioner Bruns, look forward to doing this again, this time next Tuesday,
Absolutely.
Sir.
Absolutely. Take
Thank
care,
you,
gentlemen.
Commissioner.